Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by our good friends, Ford Trucks, and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Hi, folks. Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a really cool weekend.
Oh, yeah.
If the cool weather hasn't reached you yet, just wait a moment because it's headed across the Lone Star State. And I tell you what, starting to rub up against stuff. You know, it's the rut's approaching. I can feel it.
Yeah, fuzz is growing.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, we got a lot of exciting things to talk about this week, from politics to hunting. And if we're going to cover both of those topics, there's no better single person to have on the air.
The Nuge.
That's right. Ted Nugent will be joining us later in the program.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, plus we've got some really interesting other news for you. So y'all stick around. You're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. Yes, this is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
If a burglar smashes into your house in the middle of the night, do you believe you have the right to defend yourself and your family?
If so, you need to join the National Rifle Association now.
Some say you shouldn't be allowed to have a firearm to protect yourself, even in your own home.
They say because criminals use guns to commit crimes, you can't have a gun to protect yourself from criminals.
If you disagree, join the one group big enough and strong enough to protect your rights. The NRA.
Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now to join NRA.
That's 1-877-NRA-2000 or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
For $25, you'll get the magazine of your choice, insurance, and if you act now, NRA's 20-piece multi-tool free.
Join the NRA.
Save your firearms.
And stand up for your freedoms. Call 1-877-NRA-2000 now.
Or go to insureyourgunrights.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and we do thank you for making us a part of your weekend plans.
Indeed.
Here we are with a cool front moving through. It's a refreshing breeze, Harold, almost like I feel after events of this week, like there's a refreshing breeze blowing.
Yes, the Romney effect.
I tell you what, I have never seen such a contrast in individuals.
See, I didn't watch it. I'm so tired of the election already.
Oh, I had to.
But you know what, though? What rang my bell?
Yeah.
First of all, it was a nice, crisp morning Thursday when I went to the paper, and that was kind of cool. Right. I get my paper, got my coffee going, and I look at the headlines, you know. And I mean, this is the liberal media. You know, Romney kicks butt. I mean, it was like, you know, everywhere I looked, there was all this positive stuff.
I didn't watch Fox News because I knew that they would be fair, you know. So I watched ABC and CNN to listen to their talking heads.
Right.
And it was really interesting. And you can go to actually CNN.com and get their findings because they took some interesting polls. 67% of the people that they surveyed, you know, said that Romney won. But that wasn't interesting.
Because surveys are only as good as who you survey.
Yeah. But that wasn't really the interesting part of their surveys. The economy obviously dominated the debate, and by a 55-43 margin, watchers said that Romney, rather than Obama, would handle the economy better.
My.
Yeah, imagine
that. Well, of course, Romney's actually worked.
Yeah.
Okay, which way are we leaning, folks? I'm sorry about that. But
you know. No. All we're doing is covering the news.
This is right. Yes,
this is news. I mean, this is factual.
And when it's our opinion, we let you know it's our opinion.
Yes, we do.
As opposed to some folks that voice an opinion, but they try to treat it like it's news.
Yeah, we cover our stations.
Yes, we do.
But I don't think they pucker too bad.
No.
So anyway.
Fair is fair. That was good.
Yeah. 52-47% margin. Watcher said Romney would handle health care better. And 57-41% would handle the budget deficit better. I mean, these are significant numbers.
What do they say about hunting and fishing, though?
Not in there, but
actually, the Republican vice presidential candidate does do that.
I was going to say the next debate coming up is between the vice presidential nominees.
That one I may watch.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
See.
Because you know, with a new guy on one side, and then Biden, who. He's more fun because you never know what he's going to say.
Neither does he.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Coming up, we do have some news.
Outdoor news. Yes.
Outdoor news, absolutely. Recently, we were talking about gun values. Okay?
Yes.
Blue Book of gun values. Okay. And here's something that I picked up, that a .45 caliber Colt single-action Army revolver once belonging to outlaw law and trained bank robber Robert Leroy Parker, also known as Butch Cassidy, fetched $175,000 from an anonymous online bidder at an auction in Los Angeles. Allegedly he used this and sought amnesty from Governor Hebert Wells of Utah and surrendered the Colt, to the sheriff. Now, we also talked about Bonnie Parker's
pistol,
her 38 caliber Colt detective. That was found taped to her thigh when she was killed in 1934 ambush. It brought $264,000. The interesting thing, as we brought up when we first broke this story, is that the serial number had been removed.
Mm-hmm.
So it could not legally be sold.
Right.
But the ATF issued a new number.
It could be. Yeah, and also I don't have the numbers. Maybe you do. It was a 1911 .45 of Barrow.
Yes, sold for $240,000. So to the same bidder, and whose name was not revealed.
Oh, now, the ever popular anonymous.
The anonymous bidder. Right. Here's something. Alligator seasons, have taken place or taking place. Through the southern states and here in Texas as well. For our friends over in Louisiana, y'all think you have some big gators? You need to look a little further east because there is a new Mississippi record.
Oh, really?
697 pound.
Oh, my.
Gator as the new heaviest alligator harvested. And that was a private hunting club.
Do they have a length of him?
The new record, 697 and a half pounds. Does not have a length on this, but kind of interesting. And if Louisiana, and I didn't have a chance to check and see if it was bigger, if they have anything bigger, if y'all know, drop us an email. Go to our website.
Please do.
Yeah, TexasOutdoorNews.com, and you can drop us a note.
Did you see the Thursday Houston Chronicle with the big pig article? We're losing, friends.
What surprised me?
Well, the numbers, unbelievable.
What surprised me with all the trapping, helicopters that are not working, things of this nature, hunters' involvement. And I believe it said we would have to harvest 2/3 of the population annually just to keep it level because they're such prolific breeders.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and what did they say the figure was for last year, was it, or this year? I don't remember. It was like 750,000, something like that, and it was not enough.
More.
Yeah, because I saw one thing where somebody said, yes, I think there's 3 million feral pigs in the United States, and our closest count is 2.9 million in Texas.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's probably way low because 10 years ago it seemed like it was 2 million.
Well, what I didn't know, it was interesting. In fact, we probably need to go a little more in depth on this, though, is that you can sell them boogers.
Yeah.
Those places that are buying them, they were talking about a couple hundred pound hog getting $100.
Yeah, you can.
Well, that's kind of cool.
You can take them to the sale barn. You sure can.
Well, I think it's kind of neat.
And sell them. That's cool. And I believe the there was a time when places that processed your deer, would not take hog because it had to be done separately because
it was
pork
thing.
Yeah. Health, right. Yeah. But now they're cool with that, you know, and you can take it and have it processed.
Right.
Archery season is underway in the Lone Star State, opening September 29th. And here's an interesting, we talk about hunting numbers being up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess for new archers, new bow hunters, the endorsements here in Texas are up 15.2% at 13,231, which the endorsement is required of anyone hunting.
Oh, I was wondering, yes.
During the archery
only for an endorsement for a long time. Oh, that one, okay.
That kind of endorsement.
That lies,
yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Dove season continues. And last week, Lieutenant Lewis, rather, the coordinator of Operation Game Thief, was on. And here's something that's just interesting. And game warden field notes that come around. But I thought this was interesting about how if you're going to cheat and poach, you really are dumb. And here's a great example of how dumb some people are.
To.
A Waller County game warden and a Harris County game warden patrolling Waller County. When the wardens heard muffled shots coming from a wooded area, they made their way through the trees. And these guys are good at stalking.
Yep,
I mean, you know,
right.
Not just game, but hunters,
they're
okay?
Trained.
And they observed three dove hunters having a great hunt, but not retrieving the doves that fell in the woods. If they would have retrieved their, they would have found the two wardens. After the wardens had hidden the brush for about 30 minutes, one of the hunters announced to his friend, "I'm done. I got 23.
Oh.
The wardens looked at each other to make sure they heard the same thing, and the hunter yelled again, "I'm done. Got 23. Well, when they announced their presence, one hunter had 20, not 23. The other two were within the daily bag limit, and then they walked to the hunter's truck to retrieve his license.
And?
There were some feathers in the bed. And the game warden made a statement to the hunter that said, "This morning's hunt was good too, wasn't it?" And the hunter probably agreed that it was really good and then realized what he had done. He had double dipped, folks.
Oh
yeah, he had double dipped.
Unbelievable.
Texas history is so interesting. And we pat our parks department on the back for being able to recreate outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of historical parks around.
Absolutely.
Are those that have historical themes. And lots of things are going on.
You see the thing also in the paper about they're working on now getting the funding for a Texas History Museum in Houston, but a history of Southeast Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
A special museum devoted to that.
Over in Lake Charles did a story in the January issue of Texas Outdoors Journal about the upper end of Lake Calcasieu, and proposed for Lake Charles right there on the lake is the National Hurricane Museum. That's going to track storms that have hit throughout the Atlantic Basin, which is going to be way cool once they get the funding for that. But Texas history, check out tpwd.state.tx.us for events that are taking place. Back to kind of polls and opinions for folks. For many of the nation's sportsmen, protecting habitat ranks just as highly as protecting our gun rights. The National Wildlife Federation last week released results from a national survey of hunters and anglers in which 47% of respondents said conservation is just as important as gun rights, and 13% said conservation was more important than gun rights.
Hmm.
Interesting, huh? And
well, if you don't have your gun rights, you don't have proper conservation.
Yeah, let's go back to Mississippi for a second,
okay?
Because over there, their high court upheld the dismissal of a wrongful death lawsuit brought against Walmart for its alleged unlawful sale of handgun ammunition to the underage buyer who would later use it to shoot an acquaintance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just good common sense, is it not?
Right.
One final thing before we go to break. U.S. shooters take gold and silver at the World Cup. Of course, we did quite well at the Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah. But Team USA's six competitive athletes at the World Cup finals in Maribor, Slovenia, earned three medals overall and five total top four finishes. Medal winners were Josh Raymond, gold in double trap, Vincent Hancock and Brandy Dozier in silver medal in men's and women's skeet. And the other finalists include Caitlin Connor and Kaylin Browning. So congratulations to those guys and gals.
You bet.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold has been on or off the road, plus the outdoor report is headed your way.
America's best-selling truck 35 years running is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 35 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. 35 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, you can now listen to the Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. To register, go to Stitcher.com/Texas on your PC. In your App Store, order Stitcher and enter the promo code Texas. Listen anytime, anywhere. Stitcher.com/Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
On the road with great gas mileage. The new Toyota Prius C. One bit of a complaint that people have had for some time as far as hybrids is the cost, the initial cost of getting into them. And over the normal time that people keep vehicles, actually hybrids have not paid for themselves in the gas savings. Just have it. It's because, again, we're dealing with relatively new technology, the cost of building, starting up, research, all that kind of stuff, batteries, which are starting to go down. But, again, you have to sell more of them to get the price down. Technology's changing, so on and so on. Well, so what Toyota's done is come up with their entry-level vehicle, which is the Prius C. And it's a two-wheel drive, five-door hatchback. It is a compact. But, hey, sometimes that's all you need, okay? Their hybrid synergy drive system, which they've been doing for quite a while, made it to a 1.5-liter aluminum little four-cylinder. These things run good. The cool thing about hybrids, somebody goes, a little dinky engine, what happens when I put my foot in it? Well, my best example is when you squeeze the trigger on an electric drill. Ring! That's what happens. It cranks up right now. So there's a lot of torque. But this thing is cool. It's neat looking. A lot of safety features, as to be expected. Nice touches, halogen headlamps and color-keyed mirrors and so on. Automatic climate control, a really nice audio system, 6-inch touch screen, power windows and doors and stuff. I mean, it's got all you need, and the beauty of the thing is you're looking at $21,000 nicely loaded. And couple that with the fact now, with the gas mileage, you're looking at a 46-mile-per-gallon average on the highway, 53 average in the city. And remember, you get better gas mileage in the city because you're running on the electric motor more. When you're on the highway, you're using the gas engine more. So that's the difference in the price. So check this thing out. It's cute. It may be just the right size for you. As I said, it's a five-door hatchback. The new Toyota Prius C.
All right, let's head to the outdoors. And we head to Big Friendly, Lake Amistad. Tell you what, that lake is down, but still big, plenty of places for people to fish. With the cool front that's moving through this weekend, look for that lake to really start to pop topwater baits early. Bass historically will herd shad into coves and pockets where they're easily caught on a variety of baits, rattle traps, spinner baits, and crank baits. South Texas, Choke Canyon Reservoir, look for fish with the cooler weather to become more aggressive. Four Fingers area, you know, around Main Lake Points, things of that nature. Power plant lakes, Coletta Creek, Brawny, Calaveras. Similar situation, cooler weather, cooler water, and more active fish. Then we head out to West Texas, and boy, I tell you what, ivy has just been decimated by low water levels. Uh-huh. But with the rain from last weekend, the lake has jumped up 14 feet and still rising.
My.
So it had fallen to a low of 46 feet and was around the 32-foot mark when I checked it just before we went on the air. Brownwood Reservoir also has seen some increase in water level. Tell you what, one of the simplest patterns to follow is follow the rising water. Fish are going to come up, and that means that they will be fairly shallow.
Okay, Shallow. Comes up again, yeah. Covers are regularly being used to describe fishing on many East Texas lakes. Lake Forks had a fair fishing bite in shallow water on crankbaits around main lake points. Lake of the Pines has had good fishing in shallow coves using black and blue jigs. Sam Rayburn, Livingston, Toledo Bend report a good topwater bite early and late, with spinnerbaits taking fish in moderate depth and fish seemingly heading toward more shallow water. As water temperatures continue to cool, particularly after the front that's moving through this weekend, look for bass to become more aggressive, and shad, they're going to be herded into the coves to feed. Crappie anglers continue to catch fish around vertical structure along creek and river channels, brush piles, and bridge pilings. The best depth seems to be 16 to 20 feet deep. White bass and hybrid activity is increasing over middle and upper lake humps. Look for surface activity, birds, or watch your chart recorder for balls of bait and fish. Catfish anglers have done well on a variety of baits around stained moving water. Seems most of the rain that we got last weekend went into the ground in central Texas. Very little runoff made its way into area lakes. However, fishing should pick up and become less sluggish as water temperatures are beginning to fall after this weekend's cool front. Look for bass to hit topwater baits, crankbaits, rattle traps, spinnerbaits around main lake points, shallow pockets of water, any structure that's still in the water, and along the topside of drops. Smallmouth bass on canyons should also become more active as water temperatures fall from mid to upper 70s to lower 70s. Buckhannon striper bite will also become more aggressive with cooling conditions. Look for more surface activity around the deeper water near the dam.
All right, on the coast, pretty simple forecast for you because from Lake Calcasieu down to Port Isabel, you can work the birds on the upper coast. That's the easy bite. You can also come in and catch fish on the...
That might be the phone.
Yes, it might be. Then you can catch fish that are moving up along shallow shorelines and grass beds. So that pattern is going to become more prominent as the water temperature continues to drop.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday's rated as fair. Sunday, Monday are two best days of the week. Tuesday slips to fair, with Wednesday plummeting to poor. Thursday starts our rebound as a fair day. Now, Friday as well as next Saturday and Sunday, they're good ones. This weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday, game will be most active from well before sunrise until mid-morning. On Wednesday and Thursday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of sunrise, last until noon, or just a little after the noon hour by Friday and next Saturday. Times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from early mid-morning and remain active until early afternoon. Next Sunday, this most active period will occur from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, October the 8th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, Saturday's a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Sunday through Tuesday, there are a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Wednesday through next Sunday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two lows every day.
All right, on the hunting scene through November 2nd, the statewide archery season here in the Lone Star State is open for whitetail, mule deer, and Rio Grande turkey. And back on October 1st and running through February 3rd, the fall squirrel season in 51 East Texas counties is open as well. All right, y'all stick around. When we come back, some guns,
yes.
Some hunting,
yes.
Maybe a little politics
there
with Ted
go.
Nugent.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Conquest. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Conquest is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Conquest scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation. Plus, glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the ever-popular 3-9, the 3.5-10, 4.5-14, and the reach way out and touch something 6.5-20 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. And all Zeiss Conquest scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty. For the absolute best optical value for your money, look no further than Zeiss Conquest and Carter's Country, with four locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas for the past 8 years. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
Ah, we're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by...
We love to say it. Hey, Porte.
That's right. Port Aransas on beautiful Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Porte is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. And right now, off-season rates are going on with accommodations. No wait for great tables at great restaurants. You can pretty well have the beach or maybe the bay to yourself.
Yeah, we like to talk the fishing, hunting, but take the family. There's a lot of stuff to do down there.
There you go. For more information, visit portaransas.org or call 1-800-45-COAST. I tell you what, that music means one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy Ted Nugent is in the house. Ted, how you doing today?
Bill Harold, Texas America, happy hunting season.
Yes, sir, you betcha. Boy, what a great time of year. We're so glad you moved down here, man. We've needed
you. Has the security improved since I got here?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Even Sheila Jackson Lee has not heard from us often. I think I send a message of outrageous freedom, liberty, and individual rights from God. That's what I exude.
I found out why that woman can talk so much. She breathes through her ears. It's amazing. Never takes a breath.
Well, God bless you guys. And I'm so proud to be on with you, Bill and Harold. Number one, anything called Texas Outdoor News Radio. I mean, I should be a regular guy on that.
Plus,
anybody, I love you, Bill, but I love to be on a radio show with anybody with the last name Gunn. I'm going to change my name to Ted Nugent Gunn.
There you go. I'll adopt you, babe. No problem.
Yeah. Tell you what, it's been a great week. Obviously, you as a bow hunter, bow season is underway. We've got this weekend, this cool weather that's filtering through the Lone Star State. Plus, there seemed to be a refreshing change in maybe attitudes across the country. We talked about in the program back Wednesday night when Obama and Governor Romney got together.
Yeah, I would call that an old-fashioned ass-whooping. I've had a lot of discussions. I do media every day, guys, because this culture war demands that the truth and logic and the American, you know, common sense is spread as far and wide as possible. So I'm very fortunate that I can penetrate the main media every day. And as I exalt the inescapable evidence that Mitt Romney is a great man. You know, he's been a good man throughout his life, but he's made some mistakes, especially when he signed the assault weapons ban. But believe me, when I had a long conversation with Governor Romney and his family, I am absolutely convinced to my core that he now understands what shall not be infringed means regarding the Second Amendment and our God-given individual Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms rights. But he's really become a great man. And what we witnessed on that debate, that first debate, was just truth, logic, and common sense that every American has to live by. We have to live within our means. We have to be accountable. We have to get up early. We have to work hard. We have to be productive. And that's what Governor Romney represents. And my God, do we need that now in the White House?
That's the American way. I mean, that's the American dream. Work hard and be successful.
Sure. Well, you know, a lot of us... you know, kind of look at it, we live in fear of what may happen if, let's say, the current administration stays in, because, you know, they've been avoiding anything that has to do with Second Amendment, knowing what the NRA is going to be doing vote-wise. But still, if we lose this one, I think we're going to be in trouble.
Well, gentlemen, I think the evidence, once again, is frightening, because this Barack Obama guy, I mean, let's put it this way. When the top cop, the number one law enforcement official in the United States of America, a Chicago gangster friend of Barack Obama, who refused to prosecute the Black Panthers in Philadelphia on film, committing numerous felonies at the voting place, threatening people, when we have the gangsters in Chicago that Barack Obama grew up with, I can't even think of all their names right now, that have just committed blatant on-film felonies, when Barack Obama surrounds himself with proud American communists like regulatory czar Cass Sunstein and Van Jones and the people that advise the president, they stand right up in public and say, yeah, I'm a communist, I'm a member of the American Communist Party. And you have an attorney general that creates a program that illegally and constitutionally violates running guns to the Mexican drug gangs? Are you kidding me? This is a gangster administration. Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Tim Geithner, Rahm Emanuel, Hillary Clinton. These people hate America. They hate freedom. They hate excellence. And they want to reduce the greatest quality of life in the world to something that the UN would embrace. We have got to get these guys out of the White House. It's really about the soul of America.
Yeah, and I was pleased to see Governor Romney truly embrace his piece when he started referring to the role of government and looking to the Constitution. That was absolutely tremendous. Listen, Ted, we're bumping up against the mid-portion of the program. You've got some new projects going on. We've got hunting season underway. We want to get to covering both of those. So if you would, hang with us. Folks, you stick around, as well as we'll be right back with more from Ted Nugent here on Texas Outdoor News.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Have you ever heard of anyone going small? We haven't, and we're almost certain no one in Texas has. So when the Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Summit received accolades such as Luxury SUV of Texas, Ward's 10 Best Interiors, and the Texas Auto Writers Association SUV of Texas, we knew it was because we went big, really big, especially with our luxurious interior. From its soft-to-touch, Napa leather-trimmed heated seats, to its command-view panoramic sunroof, to its black olive ash, burl wood accents, and chrome details everywhere you look. Needless to say, we're truly honored to represent Texas. But honestly, we couldn't have done it without following their motto, go big or go home. The Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever.
Features described are standard on Overland Summit and available on most other Grand Cherokee models. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
I'll take that Grand Cherokee over to Carter's Country right now. 12 months free financing sales going on. Oh, bless you, Bill Carter, for doing this during hunting season. Of course, you need to load up on ammunition. They've got the federal lineup of everything for your pistol, your rifle, your shotgun. Right now, they've got the 223 federal 20-round boxes, $8.97. Of course, the inexpensive estate line of shotgun shells in 12-gauge and 20-gauge is a phenomenal value. But talking about hunting season right now, you can get into Ruger America, and this is a phenomenal value from Ruger in the popular calibers 270, 308, 30-06, only $399.97, but you can get 6 months financing on that. But anything over $500, you can get 12 months free financing, and we'll be talking about that and more of these great values a little later in our program. Just remember, there's four great locations in the greater Houston area. It's Carter's Country, and that is where your great outdoors begins.
We continue our conversation with hunter, conservationist, and true freedom fighter, Ted Nugent. Ted, when we visited in past years on the program, you've either written a book, you're always involved in some project, and I understand that you have a debut coming up on the Discovery Channel on October 10th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, you know, we're contacted all the time, guys. I'm a lucky man. I just wrapped up the greatest tour of my life. We set attendance records at what I consider to be the most important concerts in the world, state fairs and county fairs and Mississippi River festivals and barbecue gigs and rib fests and stampede days.
Yeah.
I mean, literally tens of thousands, in some cases 50, 60,000 families who came to hear the Motor City Madman sing great rock and roll with the greatest band in the world, but mostly promote conservation, promote the Second Amendment, promote being responsible, and certainly teach young people. Our audiences are amazingly full of young boys and girls, especially because of the Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild TV show success, which all these young families have voted the number one show on Outdoor Channel all these years. The reason I'm mentioning this is because the Discovery Channel does have some semi to non-liberal people in charge. They've been witnessing and monitoring what I've been doing. They realize that I've gotten the greatest votes, except for Charlton Heston, which no one will ever surpass, the great hero, on the board of directors of the NRA. And the Discovery Channel came to me and said, hey, we'd like to do a show about guns. And I went, hey, I'd do one every day. Just start the cameras rolling.
You bet.
Because here at the Nugent Ranch, we celebrate the right to keep and bear arms. We celebrate the right to self-defense. We train, we plink, we compete. We get to train with the world's greatest law enforcement and military snipers and commandos from the Navy SEALs and the Green Berets, the Special Ops, the Army Rangers. I mean, talking about lucky. And to you guys as being shooters yourself, just think of being, to be taught by the Navy SEAL snipers on your own property shooting 1,000-yard bowling pins. I mean, so my point is that what we do is so much fun that Discovery Channel admitted that everyone would get a kick out of this because we use guns the way 99.999% of Americans use them, legally, safely, utilitarian, and pragmatic. So Ted Nugent, Gun Country, will debut on Discovery Channel on October 10th, just coming up in a week, and it shows how my family celebrates guns like all American families do.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. There's a very important part about what you do and about the shows that you do. It is a family program, and your family, your whole family's involved, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but we have to be a little careful here, because I did write Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang, and I meant it. But rock and roll, killer rock and roll, based on the czars of real spirit music,
yes.
Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, Little Richard,
yes.
Jerry Lee Lewis et al. Great rock and roll is supposed to be defiant, irreverent, downright scary sometimes.
Sure.
And I think I qualify on all those points.
Hey, man, you should
know when I do these family concerts, which again, that 90% of my concerts nowadays, I look into the audience and see children, so immediately I push the PG-13 button, and I make sure that I alter the street sass, shall we say, some of the street vernacular that I utilize on stage for emphasis. I change it, and that's why Spirit of the Wild has more young viewers and more non-hunting and non-gun owners watching our TV show than any other. I have this little celebrity thing going on that I use as a bully pulpit, teach people that self-defense is imperative if you value your gift of life from God. And my children, my grandchildren, all the heroes of the military and law enforcement, all the children's charities that come to Spirit Wild Ranch here at our home in Texas, I think that shows the world that the Nugent family is accepted by the greatest people in the world. That's families with seriously ill children and the heroes of the U.S. military. So we make sure we promote and celebrate that for the world to see that the Nugent family qualifies as gun nuts, but we really care. We're safe, we're legal, and we use guns properly.
Let me ask you, Ted, is this going to be a one-hour special that will air this coming Wednesday, October 10th, on the Discovery Channel, or is it going to be an ongoing series, much like your Spirit of the Wild?
Well, Spirit of the Wild, we film all year, guys, because we're always doing something. Today I went squirrel hunting and got some pretty good shots with my .22 on film.
Right.
My dogs are the greatest squirrel hunters in the world. And even something simple like that, and that's why Spirit of the Wild is so successful and why it's been going now. I think we've had a Spirit of the Wild show starting on PBS 22 years ago now.
Wow.
So my point being is that we expect Ted Nugent Gun Country on Discovery to be an ongoing series as well, but this first one-hour pilot, which airs on October 10th, it will determine whether the pro-gunners and the pro-hunters outvoice the anti-gunners and the anti-hunters and contact Discovery Channel. Let them know that we believe in gun ownership, we believe in eating venison, and that Ted Nugent's gun country is a killer.
That's, you know, in the news portion of the program, we mentioned something from the National Wildlife Federation. They released their poll of surveys of hunters and anglers in which 47% of the respondents said conservation is as important as gun rights, and 13% said conservation was more important than gun rights. I know that your game management practices, wildlife management practices at your ranch is equally important to you.
Well, it really is. I think we have to be really honest, though. The Founding Fathers didn't even mention our right to eat venison. That would be like mentioning that we have a right to breathe.
Yeah.
And I know that's how you guys operate, certainly on Texas Outdoor News, in the great hunting state of Texas, the number one hunting fishing state in the world. We don't have to be authorized to eat game. We don't need to be authorized. It doesn't have to be written down that some higher authority says that we have the right from God to eat. So we have to be very careful that we always identify that the Founding Fathers and the American dream and personal independence and liberty is based on our right to keep and bear arms, a God-given individual right. So I think that is the most important right of all, that the world must know that the American dream is based on we the people, individual freedoms. Now, that being said, certainly equal to that on all practical levels is our right to eat the food of our choice, and there's nothing more nutritious, nothing more environmentally friendly than what we get from the good Mother Earth, hunting, fishing, and trapping. So we have to celebrate and promote that, never defend that, but be sure that we stand up and communicate that with our friends. And here, Bill and Harold, I'll tell you, God bless Texas, but do you realize that there is a serious anti-hunting movement, an animal rights movement, an anti-gun movement alive and well in Texas?
No.
We need to promote and celebrate to crush those guys.
Absolutely. We're big. We're a multicultural state. We're continuing to grow. But like many of the major metropolitan areas, I guess you can have the infiltrations into the concrete jungles of Houston, Dallas.
They sneak in and start
trying to get a foothold.
Ted, let me ask something real quick. Is there going to be a way we can go online or something to, like, Discovery Channel to vote the show or support the show or give our opinion about the show, any kind of information like that?
Yes, I'm sure there will be, guys, and I would implore everyone to reach out, because I'll tell you, the reason there even is the words animal rights, the reason people actually have become subhuman in their ignorance that somehow animals have rights in between the barbecues, is because we the sportsmen, we the conservatives, we the real conservationists of this world, the hunters, fishers, and trappers, who are the ultimate environmentalists, we took it for granted for so long that the dopers and the hippies and the America haters and the commies and the socialists, they penetrated and metastasized in academia and certainly in the media, so they get their anti-hunting word out better than we do. Now, that being said, we don't even have to get the pro-hunting word out for most practical considerations, because it's such a self-evident truth that if you don't harvest the surplus every year, that it'll go to waste or it'll get a deer through the windshield of a Buick. But we need to voice it more and more now, because the media is so against us. There are entrenched government and academia so against gun rights and hunting rights that we have to speak out more. So, yes, the sporters who support hunting, fishing, trapping, and the Second Amendment should go to I don't know if it's discoverychannel.com, but I'm sure somebody can Google it, and let us outvoice the people who will call in and say that Ted Nugent is the murderer of innocent wildlife.
Yeah, while we remind everybody that PETA has never fed an animal.
And by the way, not only that, but they don't have jobs. They're paid enormous salaries to just write letters, send emails, and contact elected officials and get their press releases into the media.
Right.
Our industry doesn't even have that.
Yeah, yeah. It really is crazy. When it comes to hunting and conservation, Harold and I were talking earlier about the proliferation of wild hogs here in the Lone Star State, and there was one account that said the trapping, the individual hogs taken, even hunting via helicopters, that we'd have to harvest like two-thirds of the population each year just to keep the population in check. I mean, there's a role, because hogs are such, I mean, they just devastate so much farm, millions of dollars of farm in rangeland.
Sure. Have you guys got confirmation that Texas is now offering a $2 per hog tail now?
No.
No, I haven't gotten that. I know there's 130-some-odd places that will buy your pigs now, which is kind of cool. They're selling them to the Chinese.
Yeah, sale
Well,
sale
I was hunting. I was hunting with a great constitutional master attorney who is now the Secretary of State of Kansas, Mr. Chris Kobach, who wrote the Arizona immigration law, so you know he's one of us. He and I were hunting with helicopters with our machine guns a little over a year and a half ago, and we saw that the state of Texas was allowed to use our tax dollars to hire helicopters to shoot hogs, but we, the people of Texas, were not allowed to. So Chris and I put our heads together. Chris rewrote the laws. We got it to the great Governor Rick Perry and the great Attorney General Greg Abbott. Within a week or two, they legalized where citizens of Texas can now hunt out of helicopters. And let me tell you, that is going to turn the tide. There is no other program except massive widespread poisoning campaigns, which is always negative to the environment. We should never allow that to happen.
Right.
We need to get more and more promotion out there so more Texas sporters get up in that helicopter with their ARs, which, by the way, gentlemen,
yes.
Bill, Harold,
yeah. Yeah.
There is no more fun available on planet Earth than shooting hogs from helicopters. So let's make sure we get after them.
Absolutely. Listen, we're just out of time, and we really enjoy having you
I
on.
I think we need to do this once a month.
Yeah, coming up on October 10th, that's Wednesday, on the Discovery Channel, Ted Nugent's Gun Country. Go to his website, tednugent.com. Ted, we love you, man. And, hey, don't forget to vote on November 6th, okay?
Hallelujah. I'm getting everybody I know. Make sure we're all registered and vote. There's a soldier in a box that died so we can, so how dare we not? Bill, Harold, you guys do God's work here at Texas Outdoor News Radio, and we salute you for getting the truth out there on behalf of the supporters of this great country.
Thank you, sir. You've inspired us again. Friends, our guest today, Ted Nugent, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News. This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
With millions of dollars to be made over the internet, how much money is your website making for you? If you're not happy with the results produced by your website, there may be a simple reason why your website's not getting the job done. Anything Internet turns websites into web businesses. Anything Internet will evaluate your website and evaluate how to turn more visitors into customers. And if you're not getting traffic, Anything Internet gets you traffic too. Contact Anything Internet for a free web video analysis to take a look at your site, figure out what's missing, and then share with you on a video website review. Contact Anything Internet and turn your website into a web business. Finally, deliver the results you've always wanted from your website. 1-800-686-5986 or www.anythinginternet.com. Visit today.
It is time for the outdoor calendar here on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up, Harold?
Here we go. October 10th, Colorado County Chapter Ducks Unlimited Banquet in Columbus. For information, 979-732-0428. October the 11th, Corpus Christi Chapter Friends of the NRA Banquet, 936-273-6397. October 13th, Cross Timbers Chapter Friends of the NRA Banquet in Jacksboro. For info and tickets, 940-229-0363. And go to those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 35 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payloads and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series Ford trucks. Ford trucks have once again been named the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Then take that Ford truck over to Carter's Country. Load up right now. 12 months free financing, friends. Free. Also, a lot of factory rebates. Just great stuff. How about this? A Weatherby rifle and scope combination. Oh, my. Factory mounted and bore sighted. $559.97 is the great price on that, but you can get it for $46.66 a month with free financing. You want an AR DPMS? Oh, my goodness, these are so good. Billy's got one. And 223, outstanding firearm. $859.97 is a great price, but that breaks down to $71.66 a month. You want some good glass? Put the Zeiss 3-9 Conquest on that thing. A fabulous scope. 6 months free financing on this one. And the sale price is only $399.97. Great values at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country is where your great outdoors begin. Whoa, Cindy Masters called in. I'm getting into hunting. Want to hunt deer this year. Read about deer hunters using doe scent and cover scent to fool deer. I'm a little confused. Are they using both at the same time?
You know, some hunters, they'll just stick stuff, you know, put stuff on them.
And be careful.
Yeah, but the doe scent brings them into the area, particularly during the rut. The cover scent is to mask your human scent.
Yes.
So that's what you put on yourself.
Yeah. Cindy, do not cover yourself in doe scent.
No, don't do that.
Okay. Anyway, aside from the information, what does Lucky Cindy get for calling the Texas Outdoor News question line at 713-957-3997?
We're calling in. You get the ever-popular Texas Outdoors Journal dress cap.
And she likes it. What's happening next week?
I'll tell you what. We start our annual waltz across Texas. We start visiting with two district leaders each week for their up-to-date hunting forecast all across the great state.
That'll tell you, friends, exactly what's going on right now as far as, you know, waterfowl, ground nesting birds, deer, squirrels, pigs, the works, okay? Remember, check out TexasOutdoorNews.com so you'll find our list of wonderful affiliate stations. And, of course, do remember that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us again. Oh, she likes that too. All right, Cindy, join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.